Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Private Moments. It's now short and sweet episodes where we round up all of our favourite guests and all of our favourite moments and different things. This is a little private moment for you. I hope you enjoy it. Why was this year's Love Island so popular? What do you think about? Why do you think that was?
Thank Henry. Henry and Sam.
Who's Henry
and
Sam?
They're the head casters.
Really?
No, I don't know. I know a lot of the boys were... I don't know.
It was amazing.
There was a lot of people. Usually you don't get a lot of people that apply, but this year, a lot of people applied.
Really?
So maybe it was just the right year for everyone to come on.
How does it work though with you? So when you want to go on something like Love Island, how do you apply? Because I imagine it's something like back in the day when I used to go and do sunbeds back in the day, right? This is a weird tangent. When I used to go and do sunbeds when I was at university, I used to have to like sneak in there because I was embarrassed about people seeing me. And when I first started doing MIC, I was like, didn't want anyone to know. So it was something like Love Island when you sign up to it. Were you saying to everyone that you'd signed up?
You're not really allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you're doing any good,
yeah,
on your application, sort of, you've got to a few steps in.
Yeah.
Basically, you can't tell anyone. It's got to be a shock for anyone that you're in there. So when I left to go on there...
Yeah.
I actually told my mates I was doing a season out in Ibiza.
You become like a secret agent. You're not allowed to talk about your line of profession.
So I think a lot of people tell their best friends. So three or four of mine knew. But as soon as I told like work, like my dad's, obviously I work for my dad, but people in his factory and stuff like that, I was like, yeah, I'm doing a season in Ibiza. I just want to enjoy myself. I'm young. Like it's now or never. I'm single.
Holy shit. So when you then appear on the show, people that you knew and stuff like that must have gone absolutely wild.
My cousins, a few of them worked for my dad, and they were wound up that they didn't know. And mates and football teams you played for, everyone's popping up, I imagine, on my WhatsApp and stuff like that. Kind of like, where's this come from? Why hasn't... Because I've got the biggest mouth. And for me to hold this in, it was hard.
So let's go back. Okay, because I want to know everything. So let's go back to the beginning. So how does it work when you want to sign up to something like Love Island? Do you have to go on to like the ITV website? How does it work?
I'm not sure how it works. I got a DM basically saying, right, I think a few people.
You're the special one.
Nah. But like you get like a message and then you go through there. But like I done a Zoom call, was like the first ever thing I ever done.
Mm.
And it was like, they basically meet you for the first time with one of their casters and stuff like that, and it was sell yourself basically. Make sure you're funny. Make sure you look half decent.
That's the worst.
It's so intense having to do that, like, perform like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You want me to tell a joke? I'll fucking tell a joke.
They ask about your life.
Yeah,
what you do, if you know any people that have been on it and stuff like that, and want to know. Obviously, everyone in their area I think has had someone on Love Island.
Really,
if you know anyone like that. But yeah, it's, and then I was speaking to him about it when I come out, like, how did it actually work? So once after I had my Zoom call, what happened? And basically they, one of them on there, he was like, you basically put in a ban, like, look at, or like, no, this guy, you need to look at him. And then it goes from there.
It's funny on those interviews, because you'll be overthinking it so much. And I imagine they'd be like, so what do you love? And you'd be like, ah, dating. Just really love falling in love. That's love.
I love islands. Yeah.
Love islands. Yeah. Love working out. I love being in my underwear.
That was the opposite to mine. But
that's
like,
probably why they loved you, though, right?
They were like, oh, so you're looking for love. And in the interview, you're going to have to say, yeah, you are. You are so desperate to find love. Obviously, I went on there for a good laugh, and what would be would be. I'd never in a million years did I think I'd actually meet someone.
Because when you were going out for a season in Ibiza, you're probably looking for love there as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Going out to Ibiza for a season just to find love. That's what I want to do. So had you watched the series before and things like that?
I'm not going to lie. I've watched, I think, one series and not everything on it.
Yeah.
I don't even think I watched the final. It was the Jack and Danny year.
Yeah, I saw that year as well.
Other than that, I haven't really watched any.
Really? And so what
is quite bad.
No, it's not bad. I think that's actually a much better way, because I think what happens sometimes with this stuff, I don't know, is that when if you're like a huge fan of the show, which I'm sure some people probably were.
Go to Danica. You could. I was like, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen this week?
No ways.
She's like, well, in this series, and work out what we're sort of was going to happen. And we were like, what?
Are you serious?
any time, any week, she would know what happened.
What?
She's like the oracle. You guys are like, what's happening next?
Danica studied Love Island.
Are you serious? That's why she stayed on, because she was like, I know what's happening here. Yeah. Because I would always think, like, there's always like a sort of, going back to what we said about earlier about logic, right? Mm. If you experience in like an area or a place or a business or whatever it is, if you know a lot about it, it's quite hard to then be naive to the situation.
Yeah.
Because then you plan it. Yeah. And you wouldn't have planned anything.
The only thing I knew was coming, which I think they say every year, oh, it might not happen, Casa Amor. I think everyone knows Casa.
I didn't even know what that was until this series. Oh. No. I knew the name, but that's where everyone just goes and like hooks up.
Yeah.
With everyone.
That's where the trouble happens. That's where I think he gets the most engagement, is when the boys or the girls go off to Casa Amor, and it's like, well, who's going to fuck up?
Yeah, that's
it. Well, not fuck up, but whose head's going to turn?
It's who's going to fuck up. Yeah. That's literally what it is. We'll explain to you. So by the way, guys, we said Midden's never watched Love Island. He's seen one episode. Casa Amor is where you basically, either you're coupled up, but you then separate.
Right.
Yourselves, and the girls go one place, guys go one place, and it's like a lad's holiday and a girl's holiday, and they bring in more girls and guys and they see if they cheat.
Pretty much the equivalent of like the away seasons that we did on
a main Chelsea. It's exactly the same thing.
Nothing good usually comes of a lad's holiday, does it? Other than a few laughs, but
nothing. Literally nothing.
Nothing.
So okay, first time you have to walk into the villa, okay, you arrive there, you're like, oh my god, I'm doing this show. I hear the rumors that your phone is taken away from you.
2 weeks before you even go in.
What?
So we're in a holding villa before the show starts because of COVID and stuff like that. And when I mean a holding villa, you're not just like in a little villa.
Prison.
No, there's a swimming pool. You've got a chaperone. He plays music.
The chaperone plays music.
Yeah. On a guitar?
No. Get on Spotify.
Do you mind playing Edelweiss one? I really like that one.
You haven't got any Blink-182.
So you're in this place. Yeah, what happens?
And so the execs will come visit you, make sure you're okay, just tell you what to expect. A few people from casting, welfare.
Yeah.
Just throughout your 2 weeks. But yeah, it does drag towards the end. But I had a really good chaperone and got on with him really well.
Hey, Luca, that's intense, man. Two weeks.
So I think the whole process, if you make it to the end, I think we're there 11 weeks.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's so intense on the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah, dude. I expect the beginning bit must be the hardest.
I think the beginning and the towards the end.
Why?
Because you knew the end was coming and you were going through situations or challenges and stuff like that. And you thought, why am I still here? Just, I've got Gemma. I'm happy. I'll see you later. Like,
because how old are you, can I ask?
I turned 23 just after I went out.
There you go. So in the least patronizing way, I'm 33 now, right?
Yeah.
10 years ago, I was the biggest fucking plonker. Still am. And there's no ways, and mate, you can jump in here as well. Be honest. There is no ways you would have held your own. And with you, you had this sort of narrative throughout. You met someone you liked. You didn't mess around. You wanted to be with this person. You liked them. If you had left, you wouldn't care because you met someone you liked.
Yeah, yeah.
But where does that come from? That's unique, I would say.
I don't know. From the start, they were kind of like, right, Tasha, Paige, you focus on them. Gemma's like having a thing with Davide and Liam. Mm. And I was like, yeah, but the public put me with Paige and Tasha pulled me for a chat. As much as they're both lovely, the one person I actually want to chat to is Gemma. Mm. So on the second night or something like that, I said, I want to pull Gemma. And they were like, no, you're not allowed.
Did they say that?
So and they were like, well, Davide's come in, he's picked Gemma, you need to like let them see what happens, like Liam, Davide, yeah. Obviously a storyline there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I'm going to try again. So I pulled her for a chat and they have the voice of God, I think you've heard.
Yeah. So we like sat, Big Brother style, right?
So we sat down and she was like, well, this is a bit, I think she said it in our first chat anyway, on that she got shown, was like, oh, well, this is overdue. Because we both, you know, when you just
feel it.
Yeah. And it was like Luca to Beach Hut 2, please. And I was like, oh. They're like, no, you're not allowed yet. We're doing this for you. Like, not to look like a player. And I was like, I'm not looking like a player.
I just like her. What's going on? And I'm like, meant to be in Ibiza.
I'm on Love Island. And I was like, I'm sure you want us to chat and actually see if we like anyone. They're like, yeah, just hold off for it now.
Yeah, you got to.
And in my head, I was thinking, the more I hold off, the more she's going to get to know Davide or Liam. So
the more I hold off, the hornier I'm going to get, the more I'm going to want to kiss her.
Yeah. And I think it was day 4 or 5. Bear in mind, this started on day 2 where we knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, am I allowed? And if you go to the first episode, the first time we had our chat, can I pull you for a chat sort of thing? I was like, do you want to go for a chat? And she was like, who, me? And I was like, yeah, we're allowed now. Because we were both under the impression we're not allowed yet. So they actually left it in there. That's the only bit, like, we've watched a few clips and stuff. Mm. And that's one clip we watched, our first chat. And I thought, wow, they've left that in there. Did no one pull up? Like, what are they on about? Why, yeah, are you allowed?
Are we allowed to do?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. So, because look, we understand reality, right? And I think people are being dumb if, you know, they're creating a show, right? And everyone, you know, people are creating a show. You have to hold things back. Things have to stay on camera. You know, all this stuff happens within the walls, right? And it is real, but it's just sort of conducted in a certain way to make sure that the real things are caught on camera, right? Which I totally get. So if you're in the villa and you fancy Gemma and you're not allowed to talk to her, then how do you, it's like two ships in a night. You can't, like, how do you not speak to each other? How does that work? You're like, you're right? Oh, yeah.
Sign language at night.
just waving to each other.
I think the more they done it, the more me and Gemma wanted each other.
That's what, like, that's what
you're holding us back.
Yeah, like, when you're not allowed, it builds the intensity.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I want this now even more. But
they said they were actually doing you a favour.
Yeah, so they done us a favour.
Really? Okay, so when you walk into the villa for the first moment, and what happens in Love Island, if the listeners haven't seen it, which you're idiots if you have, it's the greatest show on earth. What happens is you stand there and there's this awful moment at the very beginning where as a guy, you walk out, the girls are in a row, they're all looking beautiful, they're all stunning, and you have to stand there and they say, if you fancy Luca, step forward.
Yeah.
And it's like you're at like a shooting range and you're the target. How awful is that moment when you have to walk out?
My legs were going. They were like that. I was all over the place. You think you've got Laura Whitmore. Everyone knows who Laura Whitmore is. Yeah, you've got cameras. It's all like, why?
Can you see the cameras as well?
Yeah. Oh, especially on that day, you've got a crane one that's following you. You're like, get me out of here.
Horrible.
There's that flowery corridor, isn't there?
Yeah.
As soon as I got to the end of that, I was like, U-turn now.
You couldn't do it.
I was like, wow, this is not.
Because horrible, right?
Yeah.
And how do you, you're just basically throwing yourself into the lion's den.
Because you've never been in that situation in your life.
It's
and with the cameras and stuff like that, it was like, I'm just not used to this. So it takes a bit of getting used to. But as soon as Laura went and the cameras kind of go to their spots or whatever, and you know where they're hidden, you kind of get you. It was kind of natural. I can, because I'm someone that wants to talk to everyone and I forget about it. And but no, the first, when I was standing there with Laura, my legs were shaking.
Oh my God, man. I gave a carol reading in a church at Christmas last year.
Sorry, you were a vicar.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a vicar as well. And I had to go and do the reading. And as I stood at the pulpit, is that what it's called? The lectern? I don't know what it's called. I picked
the
up
altar.
There you go. New religious. I picked up the piece of paper and it was shaking so much that I had to put it down, and I grabbed hold of the lectern. And that started to shake. I was like, oh my God, it's like a fucking earthquake going on.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what you're feeling. You know, so many people are staring at you. It's also the hard thing about love, and it's about looking good. So you're like, do I look good? All this, that self-conscious comes in. Do you just try and block that out? Is that what you do?
I don't even know. I was a mess. Everything was shaking on me.
Really?
I was like, I think when she asked me the question, do you know what's happened? I was like, go on then. Like, just get this done. Like, get me behind a girl quickly.
Remember, guys, thank you so much for listening. Our private moments are out every week on Monday, so you can get your little fix of private parts at the start of your week. And if you want more, you can go back and listen to the full episode, which we will link in the bios. Just go and click that. And we'll see you on Monday for another one of our private moments.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.